I first want to welcome everybody to this year. Some of the people have been joining us this year in the past, and I see we have a lot of newcomers to this, in a sense, new series of Shiurim. So welcome to everybody. What we try to do is take some kind of a halachic topic each Wednesday night, somewhat of a topic in and of itself. Sometimes it's a direct type of a response that I received during the course of the week. Sometimes it's a little bit more in the yoma, sometimes a freestanding kind of a topic. So tonight's really going to be a topic related to the yoma. And one could suggest that the yoma a little bit early because the topic is relating to the yoma of Shavuos v'Tammuz slash Tisha B'Av. This is the kind of a shiur that we hope that we give, which will never be halach l'maisa, because we hope Meher Rabbanan Mikdash for next week we'll be celebrating. But if Chas V'Shalom doesn't happen, so I guess it already is related to halacha l'maaseh in the end of the yom. But some of you may have noticed that there was a little bit of a discrepancy between the name of the topic shiur on the Marmar Kamos and how the shiur was being publicized. So let me explain a little bit of background to what that discrepancy is. And that discrepancy was actually explain exactly what the topic is all about, what exactly we're going to discuss tonight. So on the sheets of the Marmar Kamos, so it says, Tainis b'tes b'tamos u'b'yud ba'av. So you may think that the rabbi got it wrong on both counts, that there are two mistakes on the dates. That first of all, there is no Tainis on the 9th of Tammuz, and there is no Tainis on the 10th of Av. So that quote-unquote mistake was not a mistake. It was actually deliberate. But there was a little bit of a miscommunication when the shiur was actually sent out. So it was sent out as Tainus b'Shivos v'Tammuz and Tisha B'Av. So that was not a mistake either. They were actually both deliberate. They were both correct. Because the topic of tonight's shiur is, when exactly is the fast day of what we colloquially call Shivos v'Tammuz? And when exactly is the fast day of what we colloquially call Tisha B'Av? Now that sounds like two very almost silly questions. Isn't Shavuos v'Tammuz on the 17th day of Tammuz? Isn't Tisha B'Av on the 9th of Av? So hopefully by the end of this year tonight, we'll have a little bit of a better understanding that the answer to those questions is not for our entire discussion, both in terms of the longness of these two tainios, as well as some very real halach l'maaseh, actually real halach l'maaseh applications for us as matters there. So let's begin with those who have the source sheets of the Marmar Kamos, following along the first three Marmar Kamos. So the Gemara in Maseches Tainis is commenting on a very famous Marmar Chazal about the different historical events that occurred on the 17th day of Tammuz. Now we know that there are many, many things that happened on Shavuos v'Tammuz, going all the way back to the beginning of the Chedegel, the Shviras Aluchos, the breaking of the Luchos, and many, many other things that developed over the years. But it's clear from the Gemara that the real thing, the real essence of what this times is all about is the fact that on the 17th day of Tammuz, so the walls of the city of Yerushalayim were breached, which of course set the stage for soon afterwards for the actual destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara picks up in the first three Marmar Kamos and says, Hufka Yebiyat Zayin Hava. Is that really true? Like the Mishnah presents that the walls of Yerushalayim were breached on the 17th of Tammuz. It says in the Navi Yirmiyahu that the events of the breach of the walls of Yerushalayim actually did not take place on the 17th of Tammuz. They actually took place on the 9th of Tammuz, the fourth month, which is the month of Tammuz, the 9th of Tammuz, which was actually today. So very, very much in Yoreh D'Yoma. Wait a second, so what exactly are we commemorating? What are we fasting? What are we sad about? Are we sad next Thursday on the 17th and fasting accordingly? Or did we miss the boat? We should have been fasting today because it was the 9th. So that's a good one. No, it's not a question. I'm a Rav Lokasha, Kam Rishona, Kam Bishniya. That they're both true, that the walls were actually breached on the 9th of Tammuz in the time of Churban Bayis Rishon, but Churban Bayis Sheni, the walls were breached on the 17th of Tammuz. The sign is the Bryce actually supports this idea. On the first Churban, the events leading up to the first Churban, the walls were breached on the 9th, and second Churban, the walls were breached on the 17th. And that explains why we fast on the 17th. Why is that? Because we are commemorating the second Churban. The second Churban was much greater in scope than the first. It's the Churban that we're still suffering from today. Of course, it was significantly many, many years longer than the first Churban. And therefore, the correct Avelos for us is the second Beis HaMikdash, and therefore Shivasa B'Tavos is in fact on Shivasa B'Tavos. It would appear from this Gemara that after the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash, when we know these fast days were already being observed, the Pesukim tell us in the Rabbi Zechariah, that they were already being observed post Bayis Rishon, that the fast day of quote-unquote Shivasa B'Tavos was in fact not on Shivasa B'Tavos. It was on the ninth of Tavos. It would have been pretty odd, pretty strange to fast on the 17th of Tammuz if that wasn't the day of the Hufka Ha'ir of Churban Bayis Rishon. So clearly something changed historically, that the fast of the month of Tammuz used to be on the 9th, and now it is switched to the 17th. That's clear for the Gemara. Now, it's true, as we mentioned before, there were other tragic events that took place on the 17th of Tammuz way before Bayis Rishon, way back to the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. But that those events themselves, Shvi'as Aluchos, would not have necessitated a fast day per se. So the main thrust of the fast day is Hufkar Eir, is the breaching of the walls of Yerushalayim. And therefore, historically, we can say, based on this Gemara, that the fast day was observed post Bayis Rishon in one day, and post Bayis Sheni in another on another day. So that already raises somewhat of a halachic problem, a little bit of a halachic complication, because these fast days that we have were instituted Bisman HaNaviim. They actually appear, we'll see it a little bit later, in the Navi Zechariah, and they were presumably ordained, and they were accepted, and they were agreed upon by the Naviim. And as such, if the Naviim already were Misak, and if the Naviim already instituted the fast on the ninth of Tammuz, how could we today change that? You want to tell us that we should fast both on the ninth and on the 17th, that I understand. Because the set ninth should be the original Takanas HaNaviim, the fast day that appears in the Navi Zechariah. You want to add 500 years later, after Churban Bayis Sheni, an additional fast day to commemorate the second events that you can do. But to detract from the first fast day, to abolish the ninth of Tammuz off the calendar as a Yom Tainis, is somewhat difficult up Yalocha. What gives us the authority to be Mevatel, that original, that initial Yom Tainis that clearly was being observed post Bayis Rishon? So that's one question that we have to deal with api halacha. The second issue that comes up for us is about the fast day of is the ninth of Av, except when it's a nidchu, it's on Shabbos, but obviously by and large it's on the ninth of Av. But yet we have a very, very strange statement of Chazal in the second of the Mamakamos. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ulmali Hayisi Beoso Ador. Rabbi Yochanan was in Amora. He was already a Talmud of Yudan Nasi. So you're talking about someone who lived in the middle 200s of the Common Era. So you're talking about at least a good 150 years after Churban Bayis Sheni. But the Yerichman says, if I would have been alive in that generation of the Churban, so look about the Elam Asiri, I would have voted that Tisha B'Av should be on the 10th of Av. Why the 10th of Av? Neshirub Shalecha Bo Nisraf, because most of the Beis HaMikdash was actually historically destroyed on the 10th of Av. The Gemara recounts a tradition that when the non-Jews entered into the Beis HaMikdash, they actually first entered on the 7th of Av, and they defiled the Beis HaMikdash for 2 days, and then late in the day, on the 9th of Av, they actually set fire to the Beis HaMikdash. It was still technically Mibe'od Yom, it was technically before sunset, but it was late in the day, and the bulk of the Beis HaMikdash actually went up in flames throughout the course of the night of the 10th into the day of the 10th as well. So therefore, the majority of the Beis HaMikdash was technically destroyed on the 10th of Av, not really even on the 9th of Av. And therefore, Rabbi Yechon says it would be more appropriate to observe Tisha B'Av on the 10th. And that's what Rabbi Yechon says, I would have voted to observe Tisha B'Av on the 10th of Av. For Rabbon, everybody else who disagreed with him, Aschalto de Peranusa Adifa, that the beginning of a destruction, beginning of its sorrow, is more significant for us. And therefore, since the terrible tragedy of the burning of the Beis HaMikdash began technically with the Odiyom on the 9th, therefore Tisha B'Av is Nikva L'Deiros, it was established for all generations to actually be on the 9th of Av. It's actually in deference to this historical reality that the bulk of the Beis HaMikdash did actually burn into the 10th and beyond into the day of the 10th also, that there's a custom, particularly in Ashkenazi communities, to extend many of the minhagim, many of the customs of the 9 days, well into the 10th. There were actually different opinions as to how far into the 10th it should extend, and the prevalent custom of our communities has become halfway, until Chatzos, into the 10th day. That's why we refrain from doing all kinds of different things up until Chatzos of Motzai Tisha B'Av. It happens to be this year as a little bit of a quirk because Tisha B'Av is on a Thursday. So the post can tell us that to observe this minug will very much interfere with Kavod Shabbos. Because if you're not going to let people start doing the laundry until 1 o'clock in the afternoon on Friday, you're not going to let people start to get haircuts and shave until the middle of the afternoon on Friday. That's going to detract from Kavod Shabbos. So therefore, the person can write that on this year when you have a Tisha B'Av on a Thursday, so whatever is necessary for the purposes of Kavod Shabbos is permitted to be done already that evening, already whenever you're ready into the mode of whatever is necessary to enhance Kavod Shabbos. Those minhagim that are not necessary for Kavod Shabbos, say Bos of the Yayin and things like that, or other kinds of music, etc., other kinds of celebrations, that's not going to detract from Kavod Shabbos, and that you should not hold off until Chatzos, even on this year. But again, that's all B'Teres Minag. B'Teres Din, there really is no formal Avelos, there's no Ikra Din Avelos on the 10th of Av. We pass an Aloch against Rabbi Yochanan's suggestion that Tisha B'Av, in fact, was instituted on the 9th of Av because at Chuli Parnus Adifa. But the question is, even just the Shach HaBatai, even just the flow of the Gemara is very, very difficult. Rabbi Yechon is making what seems to be a very, very strange statement. Rabbi Yechon is saying, if I would have been around, I would have paskin fakir. I would have paskin the other way. He would have been around when exactly? What exactly is Rabbi Yechon referring to? He would have been around back to Bais Rishon. Bais Rishon was hundreds and hundreds of years ago. Rabbi Yechon says that if I would have been alive in the days of Bais Rishon, I would have voted for the 10th. The Mechilus Kovel, the Helag HaMoir of Yochanan, presumably the date of Tisha B'Av was not up for discussion. It wasn't the vote. It wasn't a pilpul. There was a nevuah. The Nabi Zechariah relates to Kadosh Baruch Hu that there's an institution of Tzemach Hamishah, institution of Tisha B'Av. So Tisha B'Av has to be observed because that's the day Tisha B'Av has to be observed. That's the day of nevuah. So this is not a discussion. We're not having a group discussion as to when is the appropriate date to fast. Wasn't there clearly a nevuah given to us that this is the day of Avelos for the Churban? So once again, we find between these two Gemaras, the first Gemara about Shavuos HaBetamos, and the second Gemara about Tisha B'Av, something very strange that's playing out, that the day seems to almost be in flux. There seems to be a little bit of a confusion as to when is the appropriate time to fast, and almost a possibility exists even for a discussion about when the appropriate date is. The appropriate date of Chodesh Tammuz seem to have switched in mid-flight. The first half of our history, post-Bais Rishon, it was on the 9th of Tammuz. Then all of a sudden, 500 years later, it switched to the 17th of Tammuz. And then when it comes to the Tainus of Chodesh Av, we know we fast on the 9th. Rabbi Yochanan is opening up a discussion group. Maybe it should be the 10th. Very, very strange. Both Dinim and the Gemara are very, very strange. So how do we understand these two Gemaras in light of the fact that there seems to be a clear-cut nevuah as to when one is supposed to observe the Avelos for the Churban? So the beginning of the answer to the question goes to this quote-unquote clear-cut nevuah and opens up the possibility for us that this nevuah is not as clear-cut as we thought it was. What nevuah am I referring to? So I'm referring to the third of the Maran Mekomos. It's the Navi Zechariah, which is the source in Tanakh for the very institution of these Tainios as part of Avelos for the Churban. The pasuk tells us, "Kol Hashem Tzivakos, Soma Revi'i, the fast of the fourth month, which is Tammuz, Soma Chamishi, Soma Shvi, which is Tishrei, which is referring to the fast of Tzom Gedalia, Soma Asiri, the fast of the 10th month, referring to Aser B'Teves. These terrible days, these tragic days, Yilaveis Yehuda L'Sasal L'Simcha L'Manim Tovim V'Emes V'Shalom Habu. In days to come, says the Navi Zechariah, Hashem has told us." These are going to be days of great joy and great celebration, days of happiness and Yom Tovim. But right now, it's not true. Right now, they're clearly days of Tzom, Revi, Tzom, Chamishi, etc. So these are Yemei Tzom, these are Yemei Tainis. So Munach and this Nevuah are in a sense really two halachas. One of the halachas that's playing out in this Nevuah is that these are going to be Yom Tovim, La'as and Lava. And in fact, there are halachic ramifications of that. These are going to be real days of celebration. On the other hand, right now, the days of Tzom appears. They're not yet Yom Tovim, so presumably they are days of Tzom. If they're days of Tzom, so you have to fast on these days. And the fasting on these days seems to be part of this mitzvah, of the mitzvah Api Hanavi, this halacha of fasting, Tzom, Revi, Tzom, Chamish, etc. But if you look at the four phrases that are used for these Tzomos, it becomes very, very obvious that there is something missing in these phrases. Namely, there is no ta'arich, there is no date on the calendar. They are simply referred to as by month. The Tzom Arvi, the Tzom HaChamish, etc. Which led a whole group of Acharonim, including the Chas Chinuch and others, to conclude, now wait a second, there really is no mitzvah to fast on any given day during these months. Rather, the mitzvah is, these are sad, tragic months in Jewish history, and therefore it is required to pick a day, we'll see in a moment which day, but there's a mitzvah to pick a day, that one day during each of these months has to be observed as its own, as part of our commemoration of the Avelos of the Churban Beis HaMikdash. What day it is, doesn't say in the Navi. What day it is up for us to discuss. It's actually very much a very real point of discussion. If you take that approach of these Acharonim, as seems to be borne out by the Nevuah itself, so now you have a whole new perspective on the first two sigyas. The Gemara is discussing, when is the appropriate day to observe the events of Hufka Ha'ir? Clearly, the preaching on the walls of the Beis HaMikdash was a tragic enough event to warrant a fast day. Which day should you fast? You choose. You want to pick Gimel Tammuz, you want to pick Chaf Al Tammuz, you want to pick Tezvav Tammuz, you pick the day. There is no requirement, Me'ikam Ikar Adin, to pick any given day to fast. As long as you're mekayim this mitzvah of Tzom Arvi, Tzom Chamishi, Tzom Shvi, Tzom Asi, etc., you picked a day during this time period, this tragic months in Jewish history, to fast, that is perfectly legitimate, that is perfectly acceptable. Now, let's try to get everybody on the same page. It would be rather absurd having the entire Jewish people, everyone's picking a different day. One guy's going to be fasting on the second day, one on the sixth day, it's going to be hard to put together a minyan for Vayichal. So obviously it makes sense for uniformity to get everybody on the same page to be fasting together at the same page. Which day in the month should we pick? Should we pick an arbitrary day? Well, that doesn't make any sense. Why don't we pick the day when the event actually happened? Wouldn't that make the most sense? Now, Me'ikra Din, you don't have to. Me'ikra Din, you fulfill the mitzvah Tzom HaRevi'i by fasting on Chav Zayin Tammuz, even though absolutely nothing happened to Chav Zayin Tammuz. You can fulfill Tzom HaChamishi fasting on Yud Gimel Av, even though absolutely nothing terrible happened in Yud Gimel Av. But it makes sense that in Kfar Askmar, if you're already being Kivei a day, if you're already choosing to get everybody on the same page, so you might as well get everybody on the same page on the most in the most appropriate way. It's almost like Moshal Ma'adavadoma. We have this in many, many other areas of Halacha where there's a tzura of a mitzvah, there's a form of a mitzvah in HaTorah that's very, very vague. That really leaves it up to, in a certain sense, our own imagination. And Chazal wanted everybody on the same page, and therefore they set a certain form, a certain boundaries, a certain borders for how to observe the mitzvah in a uniform manner. One of the clear examples of this is the Rambam, the Yevachos Tefillah. The Rambam develops this idea that the mitzvah of davening min haTorah is very, very unclear. What do you have to do min haTorah to daven? You have to talk to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Every person in their own words, in their own time, their own place, their own way, in their own manner. That's tefillah d'oraisa. Rambam's opinion is that the mitzvah of avoda of being obed Hashem through tefillah each and every single day, but the words and the text and the timing, that's all left to the individual. Midrabanan Chazal instituted that we want everybody to be davening at the same time, everyone davening in the same place, everyone davening in the same manner. And therefore, Chazal instituted Nusach HaTfilah, they instituted the different halachas that governs Mane Tfilah, etc. So everybody's, in a sense, on the same page. So they felt that it's most appropriate, im kvar askva, if we're already davening, let's all daven at the time when the karbonos were brought. If we're already davening, let's all daven the same proper brachas, avos, kedusha, etc., the way the Chazal saw fit as the most appropriate manner of davening. So min haTorah, there are no borders. Min haTorah, it's each person on their own. Midirabbanan, there's a tzuras ha-mitzvah. This idea exists many, many times, many, many different mitzvahs. You have this. The rabbi has the same idea about Kiddush on Friday night. Min haTorah, there is no text for Kiddush. Everyone can get up and say whatever they want. One guy will say Vayechulu, one guy will say Bishamru, one person will wish somebody good Shabbos Kiddush. Everyone can do whatever they want. But now midirabbanan, it makes sense. Im kvar az kvar, let's all say Vayechulu, let's all make a Baruch Pri HaGofen, let's all say the Kiddush Shabbos, let's all get the same basic themes in to create this uniformity in the Shmiras and Mitzvot of Klal Yisrael. So the same is playing out here in terms of the Tainir Satzibur as well. That Me'ikar Adin, based on the Mitzvah of the Nevi'im, so the month, everyone's got to fast in the month. For me, it's more convenient to fast on days Tammuz. For you, it's more convenient to fast on Chavav Tammuz. Because today, every fast in the month of Tammuz is significant, is appropriate. But once Chazal are already getting everybody on board, let's get them on board together. Let's try to target in the most appropriate date. So that's what the Gemara is telling us, is that that appropriate date actually shifted and changed from period to period. In the early period of Jewish history, post-Bais Rishon, it was the most appropriate time, date to pick, was the 9th of Tammuz. So in fact, they fasted on the 9th of Tammuz. After Bais Sheni, the most appropriate time changed because the historical events changed, because the second Churban, so Hufka year, the breaching of the walls, did not occur on Tes, it occurred on Yud Zayin. So let's switch the fast over. There is no need to keep the old fast in place because the old fast was never really a chiyuv anyway. The old fast of Binavi was never linked to the 9th of Tammuz. It was said by Chazal to fulfill the mitzvah of Chodesh Revi on the 9th of Tammuz if and when it's appropriate to do so. But if the facts changed, so then the halacha, in a sense, the niyug of Klal Yisrael is going to change as well. So it's not a steer, it's not a contradiction to the Navi, the fact that we're fasting on a quote unquote different day, because there never really was a set date in the first place. And the same is true to understand Rabbi Yochanan's otherwise very, very difficult statement. Rabbi Yochanan is negotiating, discussing, when should we begin to fast for the events of the Churban? So Rabbi Yochanan says, let's fast on the 10th. What do you mean, let's fast? Who are you to decide when to fast? Didn't the Navi set it in stone? So the answer is no, the Navi did not yet set it in stone. The Navi just told us, Chodesh HaChamishi. When's the most appropriate time? So let's negotiate, let's figure it out. So Rabbi Yochanan says, it's up for discussion. I think it's the 10th, because that's when most of the Beis HaMikdash burnt. And everybody else said, no. More appropriate is, in fact, the 9th, because that's when the Churban began. According to this theory, this could potentially have a very, very big chumrah for us, la halacha. What would the halacha be in the following situation? Let's say you have an individual next the week. It's not rebuilt by next week, so we'll have Shavuos HaBetamos. Fellow comes Shavuos HaBetamos and doesn't fast next week. Why doesn't he fast next week? For multiple reasons. Maybe he's sick. Maybe he's a chayla. In order to be exempt from fasting, you don't even have to be a chayla sheyesh b'sakon. Even a chayla sheyesh b'sakon wouldn't fast on one of these lower level tanyas. The fellow's not healthy next week to fast. He's not healthy, so he doesn't fast. Well, let's say he doesn't fast. He forgot. He woke up in the morning, so he didn't go to daven shacharis in the minyan. So he davened by himself. He forgot it was a fast day. Then he ate breakfast. Then he was gavol. I didn't fast today. What should he do the next day? What should he do the next week? What should he do in Chav Tes Tammuz? So according to what we just said, wait a second. Maybe he should make up the tainus. Because this is not like Lamash, let's say, if a person forgot Yom Kippur. A person didn't fast in Yom Kippur. It's ludicrous. What are you going to make it up? Onion Aleph? Are you going to make it up after Sukkot? It's not Yom Kippur anymore. It's over. If a person missed Shabbos, a person was sick, and they had to be Michal Shabbos, it's a day on the calendar. It's over. It's over. Then come back next week. So I would have thought that if a person missed Shavuos HaBetamos, if a person missed Tisha B'Av, so then it would be absurd to make up that tightness because the calendaric day is over. But according to what we're suggesting, that the calendaric day is not all that important, is not all that significant. What really matters is the calendaric month. So then just because I missed Shavuos HaBetamos, so what? I can equally fulfill the mitzvah on the 26th day of Tammuz. So if I was sick on Shavuos HaBetamos, I was under the weather on Shavuos HaBetamos, or I forgot to fast on Shavuos HaBetamos, no big deal, just pick it up next week. So that would be a tremendous chumrah based on what we're saying. However, let's backtrack for a moment and say, you know, we're not so sure that that's true. In fact, that's most probably not the halacha for the following technical reason. Although we mentioned before that the fast days of Shavuos HaBetamos, Shavuos, etc., are you made tzom during certain times in history, and you may saw some v'simcha in other times in history, there is a little bit of a middle ground. And that's what the Gemara tells us in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. But what if you live in a time in history where things are not terrible for the Jewish people? On the other hand, things are not great either. Namely, there's no outright annihilation of the Jewish people, Chas V'Shalom, taking place. On the other hand, the basic Mikdash isn't here either. You're living in a time almost like Nishta and Nishta here. So the Gemara says, if you live in such a time, so then, Ratzu Mas'anim, Ratzu Eina Mas'anim. If you want to fast on these days, you do fast. If you don't want to, then you're not technically obligated to do so. So there are actually three different eras in Jewish history vis-a-vis fast days. And again, we're only limiting ourselves to the quote-unquote minor fast days right now. The Gemara says Tisha B'Av is a little bit of an exception to this rule. But let's say concerning Shavuos HaBetamos, Aser B'Teves, Sof Gedalia, The Gemara tells us in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, if you live in a time of great persecution, then you have to fast. You made so. If you live in a time of Binyan Beis HaMikdash, then you celebrate. And if you live today's world, then if you want to fast, you fast. If you don't want to fast, you don't have to fast. The Rishon would put the point out that the Jewish people have accepted upon themselves to fast, that even though we live in a time when we're not quite obligated to do so, it's what's called the Kabbalah Satzibur. The Jewish people have accepted upon themselves this obligation, and therefore, one does not have it. There is no exception today. We may, maybe we'll have a chance that perhaps next week, maybe in future weeks, we'll talk a little bit about some of the parameters of this halacha, exactly how the fast days play out today in terms of some possible exceptions, some individuals who may actually be exempt from fasting. Let's put that on hold, maybe perhaps for another time. But I'll talk about it. Our fasting today is not an absolute chiyuv as in times of old. It's based on the Kabbalah Satzibur. It's based on the fact that the Jewish people have accepted upon themselves to fast. Therefore, it's quite logical to say that the Jewish people today have accepted upon themselves to fast on days of Shavuos Batamos, on day of Tisha B'Av, on day of Aser B'Teves, on the day of Tzom Yedaya. We did not accept upon ourselves this overall, inclusive obligation to fast during the month of Tammuz. So if these fast days were real obligations, then I think the halacha would be, if you missed Shavuos Batamos, you better make it up the following week. But since today they're not real obligations anyway, they're obligatory upon us because of the Kabbalah Satzibur. The Kabbalah Satzibur was to zero in on the appropriate day, to focus on the appropriate day, ad kan v'lo yoseh. There never was a Kabbalah Satzibur to fast for the person who missed Shavuos Batamos to make it up on the next day. So therefore, I think a person could still breathe a sigh of relief if for whatever reason you're not feeling well next Thursday, and it's not halachically acceptable to fast, or if a person, for whatever reason, forgot to fast, I don't think that one is really obligated to make it up afterwards, even though one could have argued, based on what we're saying, maybe that svara would be legitimate, but I don't think that's really technically necessary. This idea that the fast days are a little bit shaky in terms of being tied to a particular day actually raises a fascinating question about how this plays out in terms of Sfeika Diyoma. We who live in Chutz La'aretz, so we always play it safe concerning every day of Yom Tov. We observe 2 days of Yom Tov for Sukkot and 2 days for Pesach, for Shavuos, etc. Because in the olden days, there was a real concern. We didn't know exactly when Rosh Chodesh was until the messages would reach parts of Chutz La'aretz. It would take a long time. So therefore, Chazal instituted that you have to observe a second day of Yom Tov, what we call a Sveik Diyoma. Obviously, it doesn't apply in Eretz Yisrael. Sveik Diyoma of Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golios. The Gemara Maseches Beitza tells us that even though the original concern of Yom Tov Sheni doesn't really exist today, because today we no longer rely on the system of messengers coming on horseback, we have set calendars and we know exactly when Yom Tov is. Still observe Yom Tov Sheni Bizman Hazeh. So even though the original reason of Yom Tov Sheni doesn't apply, the halacha is still in full force today. Of course, at the Yom Hazeh, we all observe Yom Tov Sheni, kechol chomer of Yom Tov in Chutz La'aretz Bizman Hazeh. So it was a fascinating question that was raised by the Minchas Chinuch. How would these tainios play out in terms of Sveika Diyoma? Would you have to observe, in a sense, 2 days of fast because of a Sveika Diyoma? Maybe today is Shavuos Batamos, maybe tomorrow is Shavuos Batamos. Maybe today is Tzom Yedaya, maybe tomorrow is Tzom Yedaya. Would there be such a requirement to do so? So Minchas Chinuch addresses that issue through the eyes of what we're discussing. Minchas Chinuch says, wait a second. If you tell me that the day doesn't really matter all that much, what really matters is the month, so what's the big deal? We got it wrong, Nishkefelach. If we got the first day of Pesach wrong, that's pretty bad. And we made the Seder on the wrong night. If we got the seventh day of Pesach wrong, then we're going to eat chametz on the seventh day of Pesach. So when it comes to Yom Tovim and HaTorah, which are linked to the day proper, so of course we have to get it right. And therefore, Chazal instituted that we have to play it safe in Chutz La'aretz. And even though, again, for us, that original concern doesn't actually exist, but we play out, we do whatever our forefathers did. So we observe Yom Tov Sheni, even though the original reason doesn't apply. But maybe that whole model doesn't make any sense when it comes to the tainios, tzibur. Because the Tanya Tzibur anyway has nothing to do with the day. Anyway, we don't really care too much about the day proper. So again, we can already begin to see that this idea that we're developing, that the Tanyos are not day-linked, but rather month-linked, can become very, very relevant for us, the halacha. It can open up the possibility of having to make a tashlumen for the person who missed the Tanyos on the quote-unquote appropriate day. it could open up the possibility of not having to observe Yom Tov Sheni for these Tanyos. So a lot of things may hinge upon this idea of the day not being as important as we think it is. There is another topic related that the Poskim discuss, which also touches upon this issue of day versus month, and that singles out one of the Tanyos on the list. Remember, the Navi Zechariah spoke about Shavuos Betamuz, Tisha B'Av, Tzom Gedalia, and Asar B'Teves. And we know, the way the calendar falls out, that 3 out of 4 of those Tanyos can sometimes fall out on Shabbos. And we know exactly what happens when they do fall on Shabbos. They're always pushed off to lift the Shabbos. So Tzom Gedalia falls out on Shabbos, we'll push it off till Dalet Tishrei. Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, it's going to be pushed off till Yud. Shavuos Betamuz, pushed off to Yud Ches, etc. There's only one Tanyos that just the way our calendar happens by a quirk to be set up, is that Asar B'Teves can never fall out of Shabbos. So the Beis Yosef quotes a comment from the earlier sources from the Seif Avud Raham, where the Seif Avud Raham comments that even though it's true, he acknowledges that our calendar is set up in such a way that Asar B'Teves cannot fall out on Shabbos. But if it could, now, right now it's a theoretical question, but at one time it was a real question, because until the days of approximately the days of Abai and Rav, until the days of Hillel HaSheni in Eretz Yisrael, talking about later in the period of the Gemara, they still were Mekadesh the Chodesh Apiriya. They were still declaring Rosh Chodesh based on witnesses' testimony, based on messengers, etc., based on the whole picture of the old style of Kiddush HaChodesh. So when Kiddush HaChodesh was based on witnesses coming, so then anything could happen. So it's quite possible that Rosh Chodesh may end up being a different day in such a way that the 10th of Tevis may fall out on Shabbos. We have a set calendar for the last 1,600 years, so it's not going to happen that way. In the old days, it was very, very possible. Says that Avud Raham, as quoted by the Beis Yosef, that if and when that happens, like it no doubt happened for some time in our history, Asar B'Teves will take place on Shabbos itself. You have to fast on Asar B'Teves and Shabbos, which is a startling statement, because even Tisha B'Av, which is the most serious of all the Tanyos, is not Deicha Shabbos. You push off Tisha B'Av to lift the Shabbos. So Manishtana Asar B'Teves, which is such a, in a sense a low-level Tanyos, why in the world should Asar B'Teves take precedence over Shabbos? It is very, very difficult to prove whether the drum is correct or not, because it hasn't happened in 1,600 years, so there's nobody alive today who remembers. Last time Asar B'Teves fell out on Shabbos, no one's going to remember. I remember that years ago in Yeshiva, so it was one of those very, very strange quirks in the calendar, where you have Parshas Achrimos and Parshas Kedoshim being separated as Parshios, and it happens to be that Parshas Kedoshim was not a Rosh Chodesh, it wasn't a Machar Chodesh, and there's something which is fundamentally wrong with the Haftarah of Parshas Kedoshim. The Gemara says that we really, really don't want to ever read the Haftarah of Kedoshim, because the Haftarah of Kedoshim speaks about terrible things that happened in Yerushalayim that we don't really want to even publicize, we don't even want to address. So the way our calendar comes out is that you all bumped into somewhere else. Either it's combined with Achrimos, or it's this, it's a Machar Chodesh, it's a Rosh Chodesh. Something always happens that it's printed in the Chumashim, but it's almost never ever said. Every 20-something years, the way the calendar's quirk is, you end up stuck and you have to either lay Naftar for Kedoshim. So there's a Machlekes Difman Hagen. Some will lay Naftar that week, and some will lay Achrimos and Haftarah twice. Last week we read Achrimos, we'll read Achrimos again to avoid ever laying that Haftarah that the Gemara frowns upon ever reading. So there are two different monogamy classes. So remember, one year in Yeshiva where this happens, goes back over 30, 35 years ago, we're davening in Yeshiva, and one of the Gaboyim in the Beis Medrash got up and gave a clap on the shtender, and he said, this year we're in that quirk of Haftarah, and the minog of the Yeshiva, the custom in the Yeshiva is to lay in such and such. So there was an elderly fellow in the Beis Medrash at the time who walked over to this Gabbai who was maybe 20 years old, and he said to him, excuse me, he said, first of all, you weren't even born last time this happened, and I'm the only one around who's in this minyan who was here 25 years ago when it happened, and I'm telling you that we did the other way. So don't tell me a bubamite that the minyan of the yeshiva is such and such. You don't even remember what the minyan of the yeshiva was. So it's over here, it hasn't happened in 1900 years, so who in the world remembers the last time that Asar B'Teves fell out in Shabbos? Did they fast? Did they not fast? So the Beis Yosef and the Vidram claim they would fast, and nobody really understands why. So there is a suggestion that's given by Reb Chaim Brisker to explain what's going on, based on the last of the sources in the Gemara. The Gemara tells us in Maseches Tainis, enough your days, Yofet tainis tachalom ke'esh l'oiris. If a person has a very bad dream and he's very, very nervous about it, most people have bad dreams today. We tell them, just relax, don't worry about the dream. But a person's really weird tits, he's very, very upset about the dream. So then there is a concept of having a tainis chalom. A person would fast the day that he had the dream as some kind of a tshuva to be mechaper, just in case chas v'shalom, there's some kind of a bad omen that the dream is maybe some gezeirin shemayim against him, hopefully tshuva will overcome. So again, some people practice this. Most of us don't practice tainis chaloms today. But there is a din of tainis chalom for the person who's very, very agitated about the dream. So Rav Chisda, I'm Rav Chisda Bobayon. Rav Chisda says that you have to fast the tainis chalom on that day itself. You can't say, I had a bad dream today. Last night, a guy had a bad dream last night. He wakes up in the morning. He doesn't want to fast today. He's on vacation today. He wants to push it off till next week. So he's not allowed to do that. You have to fast it Bobayon. And the reason is obvious. The whole idea of the tainis is to be an impetus for tshuva. It will only serve that role of tshuva if the person's really agitated. If a week passes, he's not going to be so upset anymore. He wakes up shaking. He's shaking in the morning of the dream. So then doing tshuva will be helpful. Otherwise, it's tam a bracha levatola. So Chizda says the idea of tainis chalom only makes sense on that day. Rabbi Yosef afilu b'Shabbos. Rabbi Yosef says, therefore, you could fast the tainis chalom even on Shabbos. So that seems to be very startling because we always identify Shabbos as a time when you're not allowed to fast. And it almost seems to be that it's Rav Yosef's statement of Afilu B'Shabbos is a continuation of Rav Chisda's Bo Bayom. First, Rav Chisda says you fast that day, and then Rav Yosef says, by the way, even on Shabbos. So Rav Chaim explained what's going on in the Gemara as following. There's nothing per se usur about fasting on Shabbos. What's prohibited about fasting on Shabbos is if you have the option not to. Like, why in the world would you choose Shabbos to be a fast day if you have an option to do it on another day? Therefore, Rav Chaim explained. On a tainis chalom, where you don't have any other option, because the Gemara just said, "Ubo bayoyim." If you're going to fast tomorrow, it's too late. It's not going to accomplish the goal. So, since your hands are tied and you have to fast today, therefore, it's perfectly appropriate to fast on Shabbos. So, those two statements of the Gemara go hand in hand. Because it's necessary to do today, therefore, that kind of a tainis is permissible on Shabbos. Therefore, Reb Chaim explains that's why Tisha B'Av is not fasted on Shabbos. Why don't you fast Tisha B'Av on Shabbos? Because you don't have to. Why? You can fast tomorrow. And guess what? There's nothing so terrible about fasting tomorrow. You know why? Because it's Tzom HaChamishi. The month is the key. Remember Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan told us that if it was up to him, he would have always voted to fast on the 10th of Av. So fasting on the 10th of Av is not an inappropriate commemoration of the Churban. Or for that matter, when Shavuos HaBetamos falls out on Shabbos, it's not inappropriate to fast on Sunday because, after all, the Churban really started, the Hufkar year, in the first place, Mikdash, anyway, it was on the 9th of Tammuz. So what's the difference? 9th, 17th, 18th. What really matters is Chodesh Arvi. So you're getting, you're chapping the Chodesh Arvi. What's the difference whether you fast today or fast tomorrow? So Gedalia for sure is not linked to the day. Proof positive, Gedalia wasn't even killed on the 3rd of Tishrei. He was actually killed on Rosh Hashanah, the first day of Tishrei. The only reason why Nebuch, we don't fast on Rosh Hashanah is because you're not supposed to fast on Rosh Hashanah. So Tzom Gedalia is never on the right day. So all the tainios, Agis Reb Chaim, can be played with. You can finagle a little bit with the days because the day is not written in stone. That's important. And therefore, a tainis that need not be on Shabbos should not be on Shabbos. But Asar B'Tavis, says Reb Chaim, quoting from the Beis Yosef, is the only tainis that's not negotiable. You have to fast on the 10th. There is no way out. So once you have to fast on the 10th, there is no other appropriate day to fast on Asar B'Tavis. Therefore, Afilu B'Shabbos. So even though we started out by saying that all the tainios are not day linked, they're all month linked, the date is not important to any of them, Reb Chaim puts the brakes on what we're saying. He says, we're 75% right. Three out of the four tainios are in fact not day linked, or rather month linked, and proof positive, each one of them has their own story as to why the day is not so written in stone. Shavuos HaBetamos, 9th of Tammuz, Tisha B'Av, the 10th of Av, the third day of Tishrei, the first day of Tishrei. Every time this is off a little bit in terms of the day, because the day is not the critical feature. The real component is the month. Asar B'Tavis, the buck stops here, says Reb Chaim. So that's not completely the approach that we were taking. We were lumping together all the tainios and saying they're all Chodesh, 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 Chodesh. But Reb Chaim is taking a step back and saying three out of four, not bad, but one of them may not be correct. So we really have multiple ways of looking at the models of these tainios. Are these tainios halachically day-oriented? That's what I would have thought before I read the sugya, before we learned the sugya tonight. I would have thought, it says on the calendar, 17th day of Tammuz. That's it. That's all there is. Nothing more, nothing less. But then we realized not so simple. that they're actually probably more month-oriented than they are day-oriented. And that's what leads to a little bit of a discrepancy in terms of historically what the correct date for each of the tainias are. And then you have a few interesting nafkaminas la'alacha. The person who missed the tainias, does it make any sense to make up the tainias? The issue of sfeika the yoman tainias, the question of fasting and Shabbos, all of these issues all playing out in the same way. Are these days which are more day-oriented versus more month-oriented? So we'll conclude tonight's Shia with the words of the Navi Zecharia, that the Navi tells us that these tainias, as sad as they are now, so we hope and pray that everything we spoke about today in terms of the tightness of these days will be repeated vis-a-vis the Yom Tov of these days. Meheri Yom HaMikdash. These days will be days of Yetzishem, days of great celebration. Meheri Yom HaMikdash. Have a good night.